Our Lord tells us not to forgive just 7 times, but 77 times. In other words, to always forgive no matter what. To always forgive no matter what people do to us. And one of the ways we can forgive, perhaps the only way we can forgive, is to show pity towards our offender. This is what our Lord did from the cross. He felt sorry for his murderers. Even though they didn't ask for his forgiveness yet, he still felt sorry for them because he knew they were on their way to hell and that they were already miserable too, because a lack of forgiveness is a kind of misery. It doesn't make us happy to be full of ill will and resentments, kind of like anger. Anger does not make us happy, and yet we have a perverse kind of pleasure in that, and perverse kind of pleasure in not forgiving our neighbor as well. And so we have to turn with this kind of pity and compassion to our neighbor. And he says that here in the gospel, move with compassion the master of that servant, let him go, and forgave him the debt. But then that wicked servant didn't show compassion to his debtor. So compassion is crucial for forgiveness, and it's a charity. Forgiveness is a great charity to offer to our neighbor, to think of our neighbor's needs, think of our neighbor's situation, and to give to them. Mercy is a giving, a generosity to our neighbor, and it takes going out of ourselves to give to our neighbor who has done harm to us, to think about them and their and their debts and their misery that they are in. So it's without charity we can't forgive our neighbor. We don't even want to. We don't even think about our neighbor. We're caught up in ourselves. And you think of how somebody can be so ungrateful. They have this huge debt that their master has forgiven them, and then they go and choke and throttle the one who owes them a much smaller debt. How can somebody be so ungrateful? And yet we are. And it's a kind of selfishness. We're so caught up in ourselves. We think of ourselves only, my needs, my situation, and we don't come out of ourselves to think of our neighbor. And that's what we have to do. To be forgiving is to come out of ourselves, to look to others, and not just think that the world revolves around ourselves, but there are others who are in the same situations that we are in, and we need to be considerate of that. And then, of course, the most crucial part of it is that we are not going to be forgiven if we don't forgive our neighbor. On the day of judgment, we will not be forgiven. And the flip side is true, that we will be forgiven all of our sins if we are merciful, if we are forgiving to our neighbor. And there's an incentive both ways. Forgiveness brings with it its own reward too. There is a peace, there is a joy in showing and giving mercy to our neighbor. So let these things encourage us to show mercy to our neighbor, to forgive them.
Fructum ventris tuum.